It's been almost a year since a state task force finalized recommendations to address Maine's opioid crisis. Three separate panels of experts spent months doing research and soliciting ideas. In the end, their recommendations were unanimous. Among them, to immediately expand medication-assisted treatment across the state, to decrease barriers to recovery, and to reduce the number of overdose deaths. But last year, overdose deaths in Maine soared by 40%. And as Susan Sharon reports, Governor LePage is now signaling that when it comes to treatment, he wants the state to try something new.
In his State of the State address Tuesday night, Governor LePage highlighted the latest overdose statistics for Maine. 378 people died from drug overdoses last year. That's more than one death a day. And for LePage, it's not only the increasing numbers that are frustrating, it's the cost of drug treatment that he says is ineffective.
We're trying to find programs that work, because we have so much. We spent over $80 million, and it's not working. Too many people are dying.
But those on the front lines of drug treatment in Maine say the problem isn't with existing programs. The problem, they say, is finding a way to get more people, especially those who lack insurance, into evidence-based treatment, such as methadone and Suboxone. Those medications, in combination with behavioral therapy, have been well studied and are considered the gold standard for drug treatment by the National Institute on Drug Abuse and other health organizations. In Maine, there's a shortage of it, and the state, they say, has done almost nothing to improve the picture.
We've heard story after story after story of people who have spent months and months calling all around the state to try to get help, only to find the same answer.
The answer, says Eric Harum, is often that there's a wait of at least 8 weeks to be seen. Harum is the former director of the Addiction Resource Center in Brunswick, who now works as a drug treatment consultant. He also chaired the state's treatment task force that was convened by the U.S. Attorney, the Maine Attorney General, and the Public Safety Commissioner to address the opioid crisis. Harum thought the number one unanimous recommendation to expand medication-assisted treatment would be a clear direction to policymakers. So did Maine Attorney General Janet Mills.
It's astonishing to me that a year ago, the legislature authorized and funded 10, only 10, new treatment beds in the Bangor area. And yet, a year later, that hasn't happened. The beds have not opened. The facility has not opened to a single patient.
Those 10 beds in Bangor are for emergency detox only, not for long-term treatment. And they do not incorporate methadone or Suboxone treatment. There are private efforts underway to expand the number of Suboxone providers in the state. The state's 9 methadone clinics, meanwhile, are struggling.
We've experienced some recent rule changes that have increased the costs of the services, which creates more of a barrier to treatment.
Jim Cohen is a spokesman and lobbyist for the methadone clinics, which are currently being reimbursed $60 a week for patients enrolled in MaineCare. It's a rate that's been cut by 25% in recent years to a level that is believed to be the lowest in the country for methadone treatment. To complicate matters, Cohen says the LePage administration imposed additional counseling and record-keeping requirements and sought to limit patients to 2 years on the medication, which is often needed for decades.
Our hope is that the legislature will revisit this issue, provide the modest amount of funds needed to restore that rate, and allow people in Maine to get the treatment they need.
Recently, the Maine Department of Health and Human Services set aside $2.4 million to help 350 low-income Mainers access drug treatment. And now, Democratic Senate Minority Leader Troy Jackson says lawmakers in the LePage administration are discussing an $8 million proposal to expand medication-assisted treatment to about 700 more people. Jackson says the proposal combines state and federal funding and was brought forward by DHHS Commissioner Mary Mayhew.
I think there's great, great promise. So we're, very interested in going forward with this.
But right now, the proposal is just that. And while the governor signaled in his address Tuesday night that all options for treatment are on the table, he also said that the state can't simply throw money at something that isn't working. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.